What do we say, Friday or Jumu'ah?
Jumu'ah.
Jumu'ah. Today is the day of?
Jumu'ah.
Jumu'ah. You must say Jumu'ah, not Friday. Alright, you say today is Jumu'ah day. And in Jumu'ah day, what you must do the most? What can you tell me?
Make zikr.
What zikr you must make? What's the best zikr for Jumu'ah? Tell me. Say, what's the case of Zikr Jumu'ah? Durood Sharif, MashaAllah, Durood Sharif. Alright, what Durood Sharif you reading? Which one you read today? MashaAllah. Which one you read?
La ilaha.
La ilaha illallah. Which one you read?
No one.
No one, MashaAllah.
La ilaha
illallah. Astaghfirullah.
Astaghfirullah.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah. The bigger voice? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah. Muhammad, which one you read today?
Alhamdulillah.
Hey, it's beautiful, it's tazim. We still in the stadium, but the rest of the day, the day, astaghfirullah. Allah accept it. This is the dhikr of Allah. Great thing. To take the name of Allah is a great thing. Allah will be loving you when you say, La ilaha illallah, astaghfirullah. The day of Jumu'ah, what was it? Durood Sharif. What is Durood Sharif? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Say sallallahu
alayhi
wa sallam. One more time.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Every Jumu'ah you must say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How many times are you going to say it? How many times are you going to say on Jumu'ah? How many times? 1,000 times you say 1,000 times, mashallah. See? How many times are you going to say it? 1,000 times, you? What are you going to say, Jumu'ah day?
1,000.
What are you going to say? Physically, you're going to make. Sallallahu alayhi. Who's your best friend in the madrasa?
We came started with us today.
Oh, started today. Alright. When you get a best friend, Mr. Ali must teach you, right? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if I read Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 100 times, what does Allah Pak will give me? Rewards. What reward Allah will give you? Can I tell you right? In a hadith sharif, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned the person who reads 100 times durood a day. Read 100 times, even 10 times also. 10 times in the morning and 10 times in the evening. 10 times in the morning, 10 times in the evening. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give that person the intercession of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam on the day of Qiyamah. Intercession. The intercession now we don't think something very big. But we know like small boys. Alright, one chutti early day. How do you say? You go tell Mama. You go tell Mama. The Mama like you, you go and tell him. And you know now which boys got away with the Mama. When he goes to Mama, he goes half an hour. Okay. The intercession then. Yes? He interceded on behalf of the class. He got the way for the class. Allah is saying on the day of Qiyamah and allow Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to intercede on your behalf. Allah send him to Jannah. Allah, send him. Because intercession means just 10 times. And our Hazrat Wala says that 10 times also you won't need half liter water because your mouth will go dry. 10 times on Sallallahu. How you forget? So quickly you forget. So quickly we forget to read it. Person who reads 100 times the road. 100 times the road. Short is the road. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi ummi. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Said Allah will grant him 2 certificates. Bara'atum min al-nifaq. Allah will free him from hypocrisy. Hypocrisy, tell me, which of us are really genuine? Right. Example Hazrat gives also. Sunday now he's relaxing. And he tell the wife, hope nobody comes to him. He just will have a prayer. Anyone, distant connection came now, really, you have to paint on spine on a little bit, and your cheekbones are painting also. Now, tell you on spine, what do you want? He didn't say the coming also, but the king. Now you're checking the camera and saying, inshallah. Ibn Arab, Assalamu alaikum, just make a dua, you'll come out soon. But then he said, because they're just going to had to come now. You see how you play it? Sometimes you don't realize what is the fact and you focus on how it just doubles tenders, doubles tenders. Well, the Faruq Makki Sahib explains this also. Ikhlas. A fourth point of tabligh. He says, Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, the fourth point of tabligh, he never used to call ikhlas. He used to call it tashih niyat. To rectify one's intention. He says, ikhlas is something be ikhtiyari cheez hai. But tashih niyat ikhtiyari cheez hai. He says that when it comes to rectifying your intention, it is within your own choice to rectify your intention. You can't say by choice that I am sincere. Sincerity is a ni'mat of Allah. Allah will give you this bounty upon you rectifying your intention all the time. Before the amal, the Allah is for you. During the amal, the heart changes, the Allah is for you. After the action, again the Allah is for you. And bury it. And bury it. He says, on doing this all the time, Allah will bless you with sincerity. So you say, what is sincerity? And not to be a hypocrite. He says, now you enter the masjid. Ulama sitting there, Hufa sitting there. What is sitting Ali in there? All of you. As-salamu alaykum. Allah, how are you keeping? What a big smile you gave me. Why? Because you're teaching my son. Teaching my son, so he sees him right also. The smile was a matlabi one. Because you know, tomorrow is now, I will take my son a little bit out somewhere. We got some outing. So give him a nice, good smile. He says, I'm just saying this, I'm taking the right here out somewhere. He said the smile wasn't sincere. It was not for the pleasure of Allah. Ikhlas is this. I'm doing everything for the pleasure of Allah. This Qurbani time comes also. Qurbani comes, I want the best animal. I want the big ram, like this, like that, all the specifications, and I paid big money for it. There's a whole town thing you see crossing it now. As you put the knife to the neck, now you got in your heart, it's all checking you. You can check it both ways. You didn't do it for Allah. You didn't do it for Allah. Qurbani got wasted. Qurbani got wasted. Allah only doing it for you. All the people here, they all are blind. They say, you must think, the entire makhluk is blind. Only Allah can see me and Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then I won't worry about the makhluk. Allah only thinking, some murde, some ande. Then they all are dead and they all are blind. They are not saying, they don't want to hold my hand. Kabar, they don't want to hold my hand. All the animal is sorted. Come, mashallah, we'll take you to Allah. They say, no, then only you. And Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he'll be my speed down on the day of Qiyamah. So, person did 100 times, bara'atu min al-nifaq. Allah will free him from hypocrisy. When it comes to hypocrisy also, when it comes to the hypocrites, Allah Ta'ala said, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. The munafiqeen will be the lowest foot of Jahannam, lower than the kuffar also. Because they acted like Muslim. It's really how we are. Sometimes when the ustaz is different, when the sheikh is different, behind the scenes, when you hear the language, Ya Allah, Subhanallah. When you're sitting and say, Chuhay ki tara baithte hai sheikh ke saamne. Everybody reacts over there. Then the wife says, yeah, from the Hazrat, you like that? You come home. They call Zalim Yah. Now, where's all the tawazun? Where's the humility? Now, it's nifaq, hypocrisy, true face. They are different, yeah, the vocabulary is different. And here outside parking lot, the vocabulary is different. You see, akhlaq has to be same. They in front of the Shaykh, in front of the Ustaz, in the path of Allah, will go outside, all of a sudden, beating a fight, talking about it. Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, la he never used to raise his voice even in the marketplace also. He kept one voice, one level of akhlaq completely. All the different types of akhlaq. With the friends is different. Family is different. As the Kim Sahib Rahmatullah, just outside of the film is smiling. Come in the house, no smile. Serious now. All the children run, help us get the papa is here now. Be careful, put your shoes straight, do this, do that. Well, the friend is different. Now we're talking fishing, we're talking paddle, we're talking, oh, smile. Hello. Come home, no smiling. Everything serious. All must now stand in attention. The wife also must be careful. Okay, double akhlaq. Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was one akhlaq. So the Durood Sharif, Allah will put the akhlaq straight. Allah will take out the hypocrisy. Is that coming right? More Durood Sharif. As the Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahimahullah has explained, then thousands of people, he made the islah only on Durood Sharif. When they asked me, ya brother Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, children not listening in the madrasa, tell them behave, don't talk. He said, put them on Durood Sharif. This I heard in Azadul in the Maktab. The girls don't want to stop talking. Girls can't stop talking. Obviously, the bimari among them now, but Allah made them really. If they don't talk, I told the lady, what we will do? We don't talk also. There is what they say, picture no sound. Nobody's talking. So Allah Ta'ala make them. There was an article one time also, they had on competition that who can see such a lie that is unbelievable. Impossible. Such a lie that is impossible to believe you'll win the competition. People want to say anything. One man went there, he stood there, he said there were 10 ladies in the room for 5 hours and nobody spoke. So you won. Impossible. 5 hours, ladies, nobody spoke. You must ask any children, where are you from? So just on Durood Sharif, the Shaykh's Gariya Sahib Rahimullah, thousands of ladies start only on Durood Sharif. This is Durood Sharif only. Allah loves Durood Sharif so much, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَلَائِكَتَهُ. Allah is free of ibadat. But so to say, Allah says, me myself, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ. And the malaika are all engaged together in Durood Sharif. يُسَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِي. With Allah is saying, I'm also involved in this Durood Sharif. And Shah Abdul Ghani Kumpuri Rahman will say, that as if Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is offering us partnership with this company. There are two partners and two solid partners. Allah on one side, the malaika. Where are you going to suffer a loss? Allah says, come invest over here. How much you invest? One durood, one ba, what's the return? 10. Minimum. Say, what a partnership. Say, how can you refuse a partnership like this? Two solid partners, so to say. As if Allah says, come. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu sallu alayhi. You also come join us. And this is called the news. Inna Allah yusalluna. You will see the mudari sayra. This is such a word, yusalluna. This is continued, the istimrar, continuity, Allah all the time. What is the durood of Allah upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? Here ulama says, the way to say rahmatullah alayhi, that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, every second, Allah's very, very, very special rahmat. Yusalluna means with Allah, Allah's special rahmat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every moment. And the drops and waterfalls are so heavy upon his qabr sharif that every single atom in Medina Munawwara receives some drop of this nuram. Whether it's in the shops, whether in the hotel room, you will need the niyat. You need the hidayat also. It's all over there. But this halal don't go there. But where everything else is there, Allah Ta'ala sends it. So Durood Sharif, that's why we have to read Durood Sharif every day. How many times a day do you want to read?
1,000 times.
10 times in the morning, 10 times?
In the night.
In the night. And on Friday, how many times? Jumu'ah day, how many times do you want to read? 100 times minimum. What Allah will give you? Allah will free you from hypocrisy. And I won't duck madrasa then. You know what you say? Tomorrow my stomach is paining, I can't come. Which stomach is paining over here? Hey, you're paining, your stomach is paining. You say, no, my stomach is paining. Because nothing is paining. Looking, doctor to say nothing wrong, give me panado. But my head is paining, stomach is paining. Isn't it? No, I can't madrasa now. I can't block the ustaz. By reading my Durood Sharif, Allah Ba'ala will bring me madrasa. The bara'atum min al-nar. Allah will free us, give a certificate on Durood Sharif, free from the fire of Jahannam. Government says, we're giving you, inshallah, by all uplam, bring it. We'll make it. We say, subhanAllah. Dua got accepted. Allah will give you everything. Bara'atum min al-nar. Free from the fire of Jahannam. Free. Custom. Haji Sahib is making dua. Final dua, Baytullah. Ya Allah. I'm flying tonight, bags are all packed. As in the old days, you know, all the general used to take, all the jewelry, lined up, mashallah. No changes with the invest, I'm getting married, there's more general from there. Then the final dua is the Kaaba, Ya Allah. Their customs official just make me blind. He mustn't see me. That's the last dua Haji Sahib is making now. And when he gets free, he says, green light. Let's say, give you green light now. Durood Sharif, you've got green light already. Till Durood Sharif, you got your green light. The ray of Qiyamah says, I said, you got it. So we're going to read every day, inshallah, for Durood Sharif. You want the next time to read it for us? After Namaz. After Fajr and after Isha. Fajr, where are we reading Fajr Namaz? We're reading it in the bed or in the masjid? Who's reading the Fajr in the bed? Who's reading in the bed? You're waking up Fajr time. What time is Fajr? Half past 7, is it? What time is Fajr? Before Fajr, what time is it?
Yeah,
he's waking up. See, mashallah, he's waking up. So Fajr, we have to wake up. Fajr, we have to wake up.
Wake up.
And wake up everybody in the house. Because Fajr time, Mashallah, it's Fajr time, Fajr time, like I'm going to play, Fajr time. To read my Durood Sharif after Fajr. And Isha will be reading? Masjid also. Reading Isha in the Masjid. After Isha will read all our Namaz, you read about Durood Sharif. What about Tasbih? What about Tasbih or counter? Must carry in the right pocket. And you see, I'm a Muslim boy. I mean, Muslim boy. Boy will become a cricketer. What do you carry with me? A ball over here. That over there, small that, isn't it? Then another buy for him on car, he likes his car so much. Right, you got a car at home, isn't it? So you got a new car, where you park it? Under the pillow. Under the pillow, isn't it? You play with it under the pillow. Then you're in the bathroom, you're playing with the car again, making accident. Isn't it? So all of you carry now, so now for a Muslim boy, what you must carry? In his right pocket, he will put towards me. Let's put his ether there. As a result, what kind I must use it? I'm too small and I can't use it. Right? So carry tasbih, carry my ether over there. No cell phone, isn't it? No? No cell phone? No, nothing carry cell phone. Only carry the charger. Because when you start taking one day, you can phone your father at least. You know, carry cell phone. Carry your ether and you carry your tasbih. And one more thing you must carry. No, can tell me. One more thing you carry.
I carry a counter.
You got a counter. What else you carry?
I carry a...
You got the guitar also?
For me, I forgot
it. What other thing you must carry?
Knife.
No, not knife.
Miswak.
Miswak. You must carry your?
Miswak.
Miswak. Right. You must carry your? Miswak. Miswak. Right. You got Miswak at home?
No. Today, I have it.
Right, mashallah. You get your Miswak. Right. So this now makes me a Muslim boy. Now for that Allah will give me reward also. So you're going to try inshallah. So I got miswak and use miswak when I'm making wuzu. If I use miswak for wuzu, what Allah will give me? What sawab you'll get? Allah will become happy, number one. And for my namaz, we say like asar namaz now. If I use miswak, then asar namaz, 70, mashallah. Where you learned that?
What is how I learned it from Uncle Sweetie.
Oh, my sister. How much Sheikh Uncle Sweetie? What a sweet Sheikh Uncle Sweetie. Alhamdulillah. Alright? So if you use Mishnah for Asr Namaz, then Allah will write for you that you read Asr Namaz 70 times today. 70 times you read. Just use it.
Miswak.
If you use miswak, Allah will make your brain sharp. Allah will make your eyes also better. And before we pass away, because we're using miswak, Allah Ta'ala will allow us to read kalima before we pass away. So three things, right? We got Durood Sharif, Isha namaz, Fajr namaz, all our namaz. So we got tasbih, we got miswak, and we got itar. And we're going to come to madrasa every day now. No ducking madrasa. When you duck madrasa, you become like a duckling. When you try giving sabak, because you're ducking, then you won't know sabak, what do you do? You're going to quack. You're going to duck. So you come every day madrasa, so you don't quack. Because one day, you're going to get big and become hafiz, inshallah. You become hafiz of Quran, and then where you're going to stand? Masallah. Inshallah. So make big niyat, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala qabul, Allah Ta'ala sir. Allah make or egg banana, inshallah. Jazakallah khairan. Subhanallah. Thank you.